Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
This is The Fallout. Now on The JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, the world of college football set on its ear yesterday, but not in this game. Number one Alabama taking on Arkansas. Eli Gold from Learfield IMG College tells a story with words.
Bama leads 10-0, threatening again. Here's a second and three from the 14. Najee in the pistol. Mack looks, throws left side, grabbed by Judy, breaks a tackle. He's going to take it in. Touchdown, Alabama. 14 yards, a BB of a throw from Mack Jones.
Mack Jones, 235 yards, three touchdowns, filling in for Tua. Top-ranked Crimson Tide cruises to a 48-7 victory over Arkansas. So, did Alabama say our starting quarterback's out, we're not going to throw it, we're just going to play conservative? No, they actually threw the football. Tua crushes them by being out, but guess what? They didn't miss it at all. In fact, his little brother played and was 6 of 8 for 45 yards. Alabama wins 48-7. They'll now host LSU following their open date next week, where every player will be doing community service, feeding the homeless or doing something good like that. What about number two LSU taking on Auburn? This game was played in some rough and ugly conditions, but both teams still decided to pass the football, which is nice. Here's Chris Blair on the LSU Tigers radio network.
Tigers trying to spread the field. Snap back to Joe. Looking left, design run. Quarterback draw up the middle. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tigers!
LSU beats Auburn 23-20. Good night, Auburn. That second loss will do you in. Joe Burrow passes for 321 yards and a touchdown. He ran for another. LSU edges out Auburn 23-20. Burrow, 32 of 42. His eighth career 300-yard passing performance. Bo Nix was just 15 of 35 for 157 yards and one late touchdown. LSU wins 23-20. They'll play Alabama after their bye week, where they will also be doing like a community yard sale and a car wash. Number three, Ohio State taking on Wisconsin. On Wisconsin, what? On to a mediocre bowl game? Deservedly so. How? Here's Paul Keels on the Learfield IMG College Network.
From the left, going wide to the right with Benjamin Victor. Snap fields. Hands Dobbins. Dobbins moving straight ahead to the five to the end zone. 9-yard touchdown run. J.K. Dobbins, his eighth touchdown run of the year.
Ohio State wins 38-7. Occasionally I push the wrong button. J.K. Dobbins, 163 yards, two touchdowns. Chase Young, four sacks. Ohio State routs Wisconsin. Boy, Wisconsin was a fraud. A complete fraud. Justin Fields, 12 of 22, 167 yards, two touchdowns, ran for another. Here's Ryan Day on his gritty team.
Just goes to show you the potential and how tough we can be. Because I think we're athletic. I think we're talented. But when you come into a game like this and play this hard against this kind of a defense, coming off a loss for them in this type of environment to win like we did, I think it goes to show you how tough we are.
Ryan Day was actually doing that interview using an electric razor at the same time. He's a multitasker. Congratulations, Ohio State. You look really good. Number four, Clemson taking on Boston College. They say Clemson's going to play a legitimate opponent at some point. It wasn't yesterday. Here's Don Munson on the Clemson Sports Network.
First down and 10 at the Boston College 22. Lawrence, the throw, looks right side, has a complete. Overton. Overton at the 10, turns it inside the 5, touchdown, DeAndre Overton.
59-7 was the final. God, that's awful. Overton, who only had 4 touchdowns in his previous 3 seasons, caught 3 scoring passes yesterday. Tigers win their 23rd straight game, 59-7. Travis Etienne, 3 touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence, 16 of 19 for 275 yards. Tigers play Wofford next week, so their schedule actually gets tougher now that they get out of ACC play. Woof. Here's Oklahoma, number 5 in the country, taking on Kansas State. Oklahoma couldn't get upset here, could it? Here's Wyatt Thompson on the Learfield IMG College Network.
Thompson the snap, waits, tries to get outside. He's got the corner, touchdown, touchdown Kansas. Kansas State. The Wildcats have extended their lead on number 5 Oklahoma. 5:34 to go in the third. The Purple on top, 40-23.
Oklahoma gets upset 48-41, but that score looks a lot closer than the game really was. They were dominated. Skylar Thompson, 213 yards passing. He ran for 4 touchdowns. James Gilbert adds 105 yards rushing and a score. The first win at home for the Wildcats over Oklahoma since 1996, and just their 4th win ever over a top 5 team. That is fantastic. Congratulations to them. Penn State at Michigan State. A lot of people were thinking this game might end up being close. It wasn't. Here's Steve Jones on Learfield, IMG College.
Round the running back, wing left, Freiermuth, right behind Bowers. Throws, far side, he's got Freiermuth, far corner, got it, touchdown, Penn State! And the Nittany Lions take the game's first takeaway and convert.
They shut off the color analyst mic this week. Good job, Penn State. Sean Clifford, 4 touchdown passes, 3 right there to Pat Freiermuth. And Penn State defeats Michigan State 28-7. Now, they'll take on Minnesota on November 9th, a matchup of unbeaten teams. Well, we'll see which one of them is potentially for real. Nittany Lions had lost 5 of their last 6 against Sparty, but boy, they were dominant yesterday. That looked pretty good. Number 8, Notre Dame on national television last night against Michigan in the rain. Here's Jim Brandstatter on Learfield IMG College.
Patterson gets the ball. Fakes, looks to throw, throws, he's hit. Ball is in the corner of the end zone. Peoples-Jones, did he catch it? Touchdown, Michigan! Peoples-Jones took it off his shoe tops for the score! Wow, what a catch by DPJ!
Now, both of those teams have 2 losses, and we can stop talking about them. Unbelievable. Michigan crushes Notre Dame 45-14. Shea Patterson threw for 2 scores in the second half. The Irish had just 180 yards of offense. Ian Book was Ian Wolf, 8 of 25 for 73 yards. Since beating number 8 Oklahoma on October 27th of 2012, Notre Dame has now lost 11 straight true road games against teams ranked in the top 20. The Wolverines also ended an 8-game losing streak against top 10 teams under Harbaugh. So what do we have here? 2 very overrated programs. But Jim Harbaugh says his overrated program is growing.
They've had some tests. You know, they've taken some criticism. And you know, but to have the mindset of just keep working and keep growing, and that leads to really great victories and success like our players had tonight.
I'm glad Jim can remember what a great victory was. Come on, coach, don't oversell it. Number 11, Oregon, taking on Washington State. Here's Jerry Allen on Learfield IMG College.
Nobody can stop the clock. Here we go. Snap good, placement good. Kick is up on the way. It's gone! Camden Lewis, the freshman, says, give me a chance to show you what I can do. I can win a ball game for you. And he just beat the Cougars.
C.J. Verdell, a career-high 257 yards, 3 touchdowns on 23 carries, and 4 catches for 56 yards. Oregon wins 37-35 on that last-second field goal by Camden Lewis, which sounds like a sitcom character from a Disney show. The 4th most rushing yards in a game by an FBS player this season. Oregon travels to USC next week after their 37-35 victory. Finally, Utah taking on California. Here's Bill Riley on Learfield IMG College.
Pistol formation behind Tyler Huntley. Turning a give again to Zach Moss. Straight forward to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Touchdown, Zach Moss! And another rushing record belongs to the senior from Hallandale, Florida. He is Utah's all-time leading touchdown rusher in school history.
Kelly Kapowski loves some Zach Moss. Oh, that's Zach Morris. Zach Moss, 115 yards, 2 touchdowns, breaking 2 more school rushing records. 35-0 victory for Utah. Unbelievable. Good start for them and good year for them right now. That's the fallout. A lot of teams now will fall out of the fallout, and that is the fine work of my producer, Anthony Pierno, who every week gets you updated. And if your team didn't make the fallout, blame your athletic director. Blame your head coach for not coaching the players up. Seriously, don't blame me. if your team wasn't good enough to be in the fallout here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.